In this bulletin, climate activist Greta Thunberg delivers an emotional address to the UN Climate Action Summit. Video showing hundreds of Uyghur men transferred at Chinese train station emerges. And in the AFL, Fremantle captain Nat Fyfe wins the Brownlow medal for a second time. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Climate activist Greta Thunberg has given an emotional address at the United Nations Climate Action Summit in New York. The summit takes place just days after a school strike for climate saw millions take to the streets in protest for action on global warming. Ms. Thunberg received applause for her commitment to climate action.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
Indonesian security forces say 19 civilians and a soldier have been killed during rioting in two towns in Papua and West Papua. The region has seen an increase in civil unrest in recent weeks over perceived ethnic racial discrimination. A military spokesman says 16 civilians were killed and 65 hurt in the town of Wamena, where protesters had reportedly set buildings ablaze. The federal government has condemned New Vision, which has surfaced online showing Uyghurs, a Turkish-speaking Muslim minority, blindfolded and shackled. The video is believed to have been taken in China's Xinjiang province and appears to show hundreds of Uyghur men with heads freshly shaved being transferred at a train station. The footage, described by Foreign Minister Maurice Payne as deeply disturbing, has been verified as authentic by satellite analyst Nathan Ruser.
Using open source methods and software as easily as available as Google Earth, it's possible to match tens of features in the video that you see to the ground reality, to the actual train station.
United States President Donald Trump is calling on all world leaders to take action to protect religious freedom. In a speech at the United Nations, Mr. Trump says about 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. He says people of all faiths are being jailed, sanctioned, tortured, and killed, often at the hands of their government, simply because they express their beliefs.
As we speak, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Yazidis, and many other people of faith are being jailed, sanctioned, tortured, and even murdered, often at the hands of their own government, simply for expressing their deeply held religious beliefs.
Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's open to changes to the government's religious freedom bill amid concerns from businesses and politicians from other parties. Mr. Morrison's government is consulting widely on draft laws to protect people against discrimination on the basis of their beliefs. Labor, the Greens and key Senate crossbencher Jackie Lambie have questioned the need for laws as they're currently written. And business lobbyist, the Australian Industry Group, has concerns it will give employees too much leeway to breach company policies on social media without consequences. Mr. Morrison says consultation on the draft legislation has been going well as the bill moves forward. Indigenous and community groups have aired concerns about plans to expand the cashless welfare card. They told a Senate inquiry in Darwin that the government's plan subjects people on welfare to discriminatory assumptions. Labor and the Greens oppose the proposed legislation. Labor Senator Melandri McCarthy says it won't help welfare recipients.
We've heard very loudly and clearly the lack of evidence that's been provided to show that these cards actually work in terms of reducing violence, in terms of increasing school attendance.
To the AFL and Fremantle captain Nat Fyfe has won the Brownlow medal, claiming the league's greatest individual honour for a second time. Fyfe polled 33 votes, prevailing over Geelong's Patrick Dangerfield on 27 and Brisbane's Lachie Neal and Carlton's Patrick Cripps on 26 each in a dramatic finish to the awards. The superstar Docker is the 15th player in VFL-AFL history to win the award multiple times, having also claimed the honour in 2015. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 28. Adelaide, cloudy, 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, shower or two clearing, 14. Canberra, early frost, sunny, 18. Wollongong, sunny, 18. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 25. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.